Ellen Willis, who died in 2006, was part of the first generation of critics to take rock and pop music seriously and write about it with both erudition and passion. A feminist with a populist streak, Willis has often been forgotten in discussions of rock criticism until now. Out of the Vinyl Deeps, Ellen Willis on Rock Music, an anthology of her groundbreaking work, has just been published by the University of Minnesota Press. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Willis was one of the first rock critics at a time starting in the late 60s when serious writing about rock, pop, and R&B was rare. She was the first pop music critic for The New Yorker, starting in 1968. She combined a love of pop culture and an active engagement with feminist theory to create a unique body of writing, which finally gets a proper showcase in Out of the Vinyl Deeps, Ellen Willis on Rock Music, edited by her daughter, Nona Willis Aronowitz.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row.
The anthology leads off with a remarkable dissection of Bob Dylan circa 1967. Typical of this long piece, which appeared in a short-lived pop magazine called Cheetah, were assertions about her subject that no one had ventured before, yet which afterward became common wisdom. Quote, "His masks hidden by other masks, Dylan is the celebrity stalker's ultimate antagonist." To have seen this in Dylan in 1967, at a time when he was very much a public pop star, is typical of Willis's close listening to songs, adding everything she knew about the subject's public image and private life to arrive at a critical position. Willis loved stars from Dylan to Janis Joplin, but she also championed cult bands such as Joy of Cooking and the New York Dolls. Her judgments were never predictable. She argued that the Rolling Stones' diatribe Under My Thumb was less sexist than Cat Stevens' condescending Wild World because, quote, "Mick Jagger's fantasy of sweet revenge could easily be female as well as male." Writing with a directness and utter lack of fan gush, many of Willis's observations sound as fresh, as appropriate to the present music scene, as they did decades ago. Her 1971 criticism of pop music's tendency, both among the audience and the critic, toward, quote, "a tedious worship of technical proficiency," would be as appropriate now regarding TV shows such as American Idol and The Voice, as it was in addressing music on vinyl back then.
Yeah.
At a certain point, post-punk, around the time hip-hop became the dominant sound of popular music, Willis lost interest in rock criticism and pursued other interests. Feminist theory and activism, politics, and the philosophy of Wilhelm Reich, among many other topics. She'd become impatient with pop in part for its failure as an agent of social and political change, writing, quote, "There can't be a revolutionary culture until there's a revolution." She was the founder of New York University's Cultural Reporting and Criticism Program, and by many accounts, an inspirational teacher. Willis died in 2006 at age 64. Out of the vinyl deeps, whether she's writing about Elvis Presley or Moby Grape, resurrects a nearly lost, vital, invaluable voice.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Out of the Vinyl Deeps, Ellen Willis on Rock Music.